After six vaping-related deaths in the U.S., including one in Illinois, the Trump administration has vowed a ban on flavored e-cigarettes. Republican State Senator Jason Berrickman tells WGLT's Mary Cullen he expects the Illinois legislature to take preventive action, too.
First of all, I mean, I'm troubled by the reports that we've seen on vaping. There, you know, this is something that's developed very quickly, I think, in society. And it appears, you know, I'm one of these who I have never vaped. I've been a little confused by what it all is as I've, you know, but I've learned a lot. And, you know, it seems as though there's a whole group of people who have taken to vaping because they somehow think that it's safe, you know, or maybe it's not as harmful as nicotine. Well, you know, here we go. Smoking has killed how many people in this world? And I don't know whether vaping is as harmful or not, but the bar on harmful with smoking is pretty low, right? So anyway, there's been this kind of change of mindset that has quickly accepted vaping as much more harmless than smoking, and it appears that's clearly not. Well, I don't know how they compare, but there's clearly a harm that comes with vaping. Fast forward to, so what's the governmental response? First of all, I heard from some of my school superintendents that I represent this week who are like, you guys need to do something about this. And so I'm certain that at the state, I don't know what the federal, you know, who knows what the federal government will ever do. But at the state level, I believe that we're going to see legislation on this. And the question that's always in my head is, you know, whether it's kind of the extremes and where the right answer is. On the one hand, I think an easy response here is for the state to begin to ban certain products and flavors and things that, especially those things that are enticing to youth, right? Whose society says is not capable of making their own decisions on some of this. I strongly disagree with some of the messages that have been coming out of Springfield over the last, just this last year. Last year, the state of Illinois raised the age of smoking from 18 to 21, but really what they did, and this was much less covered in the news, is they removed the penalties for those who are minors who smoke. So now the age is higher, but if you're a kid and you're smoking, basically the law says, you know, slap you on the wrist, take the cigarette away, and move on. And I think it's a bad message. So I don't know, Mary, where we're going to land on this. I'm very sympathetic to it, and I suppose at this time, you know, my mind's just wrapping around the sense that we need to do something.
If social media is any indication, and it just blew up when the Trump administration announced this idea to ban the flavored e-cigarettes, and a lot of the messaging displayed on social media is frustration over putting a ban on vaping when it kills, but not taking action on gun violence. Again, we have seen gun violence in recent weeks and numerous occasions over the last year. What is your response to the people who are saying, why are we taking action on vaping, but we're not taking action on gun control?
Yeah, and so again, I think at the state level, we're going to see more efforts to do something in response to these national tragedies that have occurred. Some of them have occurred in Illinois, right? So I think there's going to be proposals. What's really frustrated me, I suppose, in the gun, you know, this gun debate is, you know, take last year as an example. There were some good faith negotiations last year designed to respond to, I think it was the shootings up in Aurora, and what was clearly some provisions where the government failed to do its job. And so we approached those negotiations from the perspective of how do we fix this? And we engaged for weeks or months in a series of negotiations on these issues. And ultimately, the Democrats walked away from that negotiation. And I've talked to a lot of my constituents about this. I felt at that time, and so this spring, there was no response. Nothing passed on this issue at the state level. And so I've talked to my constituents, and I said, I really felt then that some of the Democrats, certainly not all of them, but some of them were more interested in having this political issue, the notion of making some sweeping changes in gun control laws is an incredibly emotional issue. It motivates people to write letters and advocate and show up in elections, and it's a very emotionally charged issue. I tend to approach the issue without the emotion. I look at what is the problem and how do we fix it? What's the solution here? And when someone across the table from you in the negotiation has in the back of their head, I don't want to come to an agreement on a solution because I'd rather have the political issue, it's very frustrating. So I think we'll go back again. You know, it could be this fall veto. If not then, I think in the spring session of 2020. And I'm certain that we're going to revisit these things. You're hearing from a lot of people around the country the voice, I support this, that we need to also look at the mental health system, which, it gets very emotionally charged. Some people hear that and they say, they don't like to hear that. And I think the reality is you look in Illinois, just look in our community. If you talk to the hospitals, if you talk to the folks who run the county jail, what they'll tell you is clearly we have a mental health crisis. We have people in our community. They can often identify who these people are. They're showing up in the emergency department. They land in the county jail. And what we know is both of those locations are not a place to deal with the mentally ill, right? They need professional services. They may need medications. They need a bed and a mental health facility where there's trained professionals designed to attend to their needs. And in Illinois, we have an extreme shortage of this. So I again, think that should be part of this discussion, and I'm going to continue to advocate for that.
That was WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with State Senator Jason Berrickman, Republican of Bloomington. The Illinois legislature heads back to Springfield October 28th to start the fall veto session.